Hello, knowledge seekers. In this episode of 20 Minute Books, we're diving into Embrace the Suck by Brent Gleeson. Published in 2020, this insightful book offers a compelling look at how confronting and overcoming challenges can significantly enhance personal growth. Gleeson, a seasoned Navy SEAL combat veteran and a distinguished entrepreneur, uses his extensive leadership and team-building skills to guide readers through expanding their comfort zones, building discipline, and transforming mindsets to lead more fulfilling lives. In Embrace the Suck, Gleeson combines candid storytelling with practical, actionable steps, aiming to empower not just recent graduates and career changers, but also stressed-out mid-level managers and retired military veterans, helping them harness adversity as a powerful tool for development. Whether you're looking to reshape your life or find strength in tough times, Gleeson's experiences and lessons in this book make it a must-read for anyone eager to turn struggles into stepping stones. Join us as we explore how stepping into challenges can open up new paths in personal and professional realms. Embrace the Suck, the Navy SEAL way to an extraordinary life. Introduction. Turning pain into peak performance by embracing adversity. How often do you find yourself wishing there was an easier path, or that someone could miraculously take away all your difficulties? If this sounds familiar, you're certainly not alone. Challenges are a universal aspect of human life. Yet, it's our ability to confront and master these obstacles that sets us apart and hones our inner strength. In Embrace the Suck by Brent Gleeson, we find an inspiring guide on how to harness the challenges life throws our way and transform them into opportunities for profound personal growth. This discussion will explore the three pivotal elements essential to building resilience: challenge, commitment, and control. We'll start by understanding how resilience experts perceive challenges, not as mere roadblocks, but as vital opportunities to enhance personal abilities and forge character. Following this, we'll discover the power of commitment and how a dedicated mindset can turn problems into stepping stones for success. Lastly, we'll discuss the importance of maintaining focus on our ultimate goals, even when the terrain gets rough. Geared towards those eager to find their purpose and lead an extraordinary life, Embrace the Suck equips you with the necessary tools to convert your pain into peak performance. Ready to transform adversity into your advantage? Let's dive into these transformative strategies and thrive on the challenges that come our way. Part 1: From Pain to Power, How Embracing Hardship Fuels Motivation. Imagine yourself amid the ultimate test of physical and mental endurance, the notorious Hell Week, a central part of the Navy SEAL selection course. This grueling challenge is not merely about withstanding relentless physical stress from explosions, smoke grenades, and machine gun fire, but it's also about enduring surf torture, a punishing regime involving prolonged exposure in the frigid ocean. With a staggering failure rate of 70 to 80%, it's evident that those who make it through possess a remarkable trait. They embrace the suck. Brent Gleeson introduces us to the concept that strong resilience isn't just for Navy SEALs. It's a powerful mindset that anyone can cultivate to transform pain into a profound source of motivation. Gleeson's experiences, alongside insights from his peers, reveal that the difference between giving up and pushing through lies in one's psychological resilience. Let's face it, facing immense challenges can be daunting. The instinct to avoid pain and adversity is natural, but if you yield to it, you might miss out on reaching your fullest potential. So, how can you harness your fears and develop robust resilience? This is where the philosophy of embracing the suck becomes crucial. Take Jason Redman, a retired SEAL, as a prime example. Despite being shot 7 times, Redman refused to see himself as a victim. His hospital room became a pity-free zone, emblematic of his acceptance and courage. His journey from near death to full recovery exemplifies that we all have the power to overcome severe trials through determination and a positive attitude. Embracing adversity isn't just about gritting your teeth and enduring. It involves confronting issues directly and accepting that while you can't control every aspect of life, your reactions are yours to command. This mindset allows us to see obstacles not as setbacks, but as opportunities to grow and sharpen our skills. This shift not only enables us to handle current challenges more effectively, but also prepares us for future hurdles. Before channeling painful experiences for growth, it's essential to assess your starting point, particularly understanding your core values. These values act as your compass, guiding your decisions and actions. Are you clear about your core beliefs and principles? To kickstart this introspection, use a simple tool like Post-it notes to write down 4 to 6 values that resonate with you. These could range from health and family to faith and integrity. Remember, recognizing your values isn't enough. You must actively embody them. Develop concrete, measurable actions that reflect these values. For instance, if health is a priority, regular workouts and a balanced diet are practical steps towards embodying this value. Staying true to your values requires constant effort and mindfulness, especially when life gets busy. Tools like calendars or goal-setting apps can enhance your focus and commitment. Keep your actionable steps visible, maybe on your wall or smartphone, to keep them top of mind and integrate them into your daily routine. Mistakes and setbacks are part of the journey. Instead of being discouraged, use these as moments of learning to refine your strategies and strengthen your resolve. Reflecting on what didn't work and why helps in building what Gleason refers to as brain calluses, fortifying your mental resilience. Embrace the suck means learning from every trial, persistently moving forward, and turning each obstacle into a stepping stone towards your personal and professional growth. By understanding and living out your values and viewing each challenge as an opportunity, you cultivate a resilience that not only navigates but thrives on difficulties. In our exploration of Embrace the Suck, we'll delve deeper into the essence of commitment in the subsequent section, exploring how it intertwines with resilience to shape an unstoppable force in achieving your goals. Part 2: Learning from Failures. How Navy SEALs Turn Misfortune into Mastery. Picture a challenging Navy SEAL operation in rural Iraq. The mission is critical: locate and capture a high-value target. But as they draw nearer, the unexpected happens. A blown-out Humvee tire halts the convoy. An encounter with stubborn livestock slows their advance, and team leader Brent Gleason ends up waist-deep in muck. Despite the mishaps, the team finds the weapons cache they were after, but the day continues to challenge them. First, a traffic snarl caused by an accident, then the discovery of their looted vehicle. Yet, despite the cascade of setbacks, the SEALs remain composed. Frustration and resignation are not in their vocabulary. Such is the ethos that pervades Embrace the Suck. Hardship is not just to be endured, but embraced as a source of learning and growth. This narrative demonstrates that perseverance is deeply ingrained in the training and mentality of the SEALs. To them, giving up is not just an undesirable option, it's virtually non-existent. But how can we, outside of such extreme conditions, learn to adapt this resilient mindset and respond effectively to setbacks? The secret lies in understanding the dynamics of failure. First off, recognizing that failure often skews our perception, making us believe inaccuracies about our capabilities and objectives, is essential. It can also seed doubts and fear, fostering a debilitating failure complex within us. Moreover, failure may tempt us into self-sabotage. To combat these effects, we must tackle our fears head-on and strengthen our willpower, which, like a muscle, atrophies if not consistently exercised. By confronting failure honestly and focusing on the aspects under our control, We transform potential defeats into lessons, fostering a resilient mindset. Believe it or not, stress and anxiety can be potent catalysts for growth when approached correctly. Reflect on a past success, perhaps a tough exam or a critical project. Weren't stress and anxiety part of the journey? They likely played a critical role in shaping your achievement. Psychologists Alia and Thomas Crum have crafted a three-step model to help leverage the constructive potential of stress. The first step involves recognizing and acknowledging your stress, reframing it as an opportunity for development. The second step is about ownership, accepting that your response to stress is within your control. Finally, the third step encourages you to channel your stress into positive, constructive actions, effectively using it as a tool for personal and professional growth. Embracing and processing difficult emotions is crucial. It not only helps in understanding oneself better, but also enhances how we prioritize life experiences. Comfort is easy. Growth requires venturing into the uncomfortable, the unfamiliar. So ask yourself, are you stuck in an unfulfilling job or relationship? What about those grudges or fears holding you back? To achieve an extraordinary life, one must commit to embracing discomfort. An effective way to break out of comfort zones is to engage in challenging tasks daily, even those that seem daunting. Once you've defined your goals, identify specific actions you can take towards each, particularly those that push your limits. Regularly challenging your boundaries is excellent practice for personal development and achieving success. Here's to stepping out and doing the things that suck. Because it's within those discomforts that the seeds of your greatest growth lie. Now, let's explore strategies for implementing this understanding into everyday practice and execution. And part 3, adopt self-discipline and strategy like a Navy SEAL. So, you've absorbed the idea that pain serves as a pathway and learned that being adept in discomfort is central to success. Now, let's put all of that knowledge into action by emulating a SEAL's mindset to execution. It's time to step beyond your comfort zone. But where do you start? Modeling after a SEAL's approach, any operation starts with thorough strategic planning. The first step involves meticulous goal setting and identification of controllable variables. Next, SEALs assess the necessary resources and gauge the feasibility of the mission, pulling insights from past experiences. A clear delineation of each team member's roles and responsibilities is created to ensure accountability, while consulting with experts adds depth to their strategy. Importantly, creating contingency plans is a staple because anticipating the unexpected is key. But how can you ensure the success of such a disciplined approach? Central to this execution framework is self-discipline. Think about your morning routine. Do you often delay tasks you intended to handle first thing? Here lies a fundamental lesson from the SEALs, who adhere to the principle, slow is smooth and smooth is fast. This discipline isn't merely about brisk execution, but mastering the process to overcome subconscious hurdles and sharpen self-control. However, true discipline transcends sheer willpower. It also involves acute self-awareness and proactive measures. For instance, reflecting on failures to better understand personal triggers helps in devising effective strategies to stay on course. If your goal is to reduce alcohol consumption, then removing alcohol from your environment makes sense. Similarly, placing your phone out of easy reach can help you maintain focus when working on priority tasks. Mastering self-discipline requires a realistic plan, a clear understanding of oneself, and discerning expectations. Remember, each setback offers a lesson. Managing your emotions during failures, like guilt or frustration, and viewing challenges as opportunities is part of this disciplined approach. Accepting that life's brevity should motivate us to live meaningfully is vital. By taking responsibility and driving our efforts towards impactful goals, we enhance our existence. Ultimately, don't let fear constrain your life's potential. By proactively planning and confronting pains inherent in your journey towards success, you open up possibilities that were otherwise unthinkable. Reflect on what truly matters to you and align your objectives accordingly. Then adopt deliberate actions that not only propel you towards these goals, but also help you carve out a legacy that you can proudly claim. As we advance, remember, mastery isn't just about tackling what's directly ahead, but also preparing the mindset and strategies necessary for the unseen challenges. With the SEAL's discipline and strategic planning, you're now better equipped to face your life's missions. Final summary. Instead of shying away from discomfort and pain, why not embrace them as catalysts for progress? This concept is at the heart of achieving meaningful success. Align your actions with your fundamental beliefs, and you can navigate through problems with a clear focus on your objectives. The journey to reaching your goals is paved with the need for solid self-discipline and heightened self-awareness, urging you to step out of your comfort zone bit by bit to foster personal growth. By applying the see it, own it, and use it model, you can turn the tables on stress and fear to work in your favor. So, when faced with challenges, don't just endure. Embrace the suck. Don't let failures blur your vision of what you can achieve. With the right mindset and strategies, you are well equipped to surmount any hurdle that comes your way. Remember, embracing the difficulties not only propels you forward, but also enhances your resilience, making you unstoppable in your quest for success. Thank you for joining me today on this journey of learning and discovery as we explored the insights of another thought-provoking book in our growing library of knowledge. If you've enjoyed our time together, please take a moment to follow our podcast, give us a 5-star rating, and share 20-minute books with other knowledge seekers. Your support truly means a lot. Don't forget to join me again in the next episode, where we will delve into another enriching book. Until then, happy reading and happy listening.